This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly, the winner of the Friday Jukebox.
What? What was that, Julia?
She won.
I only got one answer correct, and it was a Karen Carpenter question.
Well, that makes me jealous that I didn't get that one, actually.
I was waiting for you, Julia.
I couldn't believe I didn't get that one.
Carpenter super fan jumping in. Bobby Flay is leaving the Food Network after 27 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's he heard you going? Say it's because he didn't get the kind of money Guy Fieri or Ferrari.
Nailed it.
Ferrari?
You know.
Guy Fieri?
I said it wrong. Oh, yeah.
Driver.
We'd be playing that all day.
Yeah. So that's the rumor. That's the hot gossip from CrazyDaysAndNights.net, which is a celebrity blind item story. But Variety is reporting, and, you know, it's leading credibility to that blind item, that Bobby Flay was in negotiations with Discovery about extending his contract with the Food Network, and that it's been confirmed that they have walked away, and that actually it was Discovery that was like, nope, we're not really going to sign you up for what you want.
How much do you think he wanted? Let's just figure it out. Like, what do you think he would want for a year of shows? I don't watch the Food Network ever. Does anyone here watch it?
No.
Ever?
No, I haven't watched it in a long time. No. But Guy Fieri's deal that was announced in May.
How much did he get?
$80 million.
Wow. For how long?
For two new shows.
Yeah.
So they contracted him for more seasons, I think, of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
That I do watch.
Guy's Grocery Games. And so this is for 3 years. Guy Fieri's deal from earlier this year was over 3 years.
Can I Hollywood speak this?
Please.
Okay, so that he did sign that deal earlier this year when they were launching Discovery Plus. And they had all these high hopes that everyone was going to buy this new streaming network that I don't know one person who's bought. And they are sucking wind and they can't afford to pay another person that kind of money because they're not bringing it in.
Now, according... Thank you, Julia.
That
was just my Hollywood speak.
Stick the landing on that one. Right. Now, according to Forbes, Guy Fieri had been paid $30 million for his last contract. So, maybe assuming that Bobby Flay was around that ballpark, but he wanted more than double. And Discovery was like, no, we're not going to pay you that much money.
And we can't afford to either.
Yeah, we can't afford to either. Wow. They're probably crunching the numbers. Now, Bobby Flay has been with the Food Network since 1994, when it was still in its first year on the air.
That would hurt to be the OG and them paying the other guy with frosted tips more.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that Bobby Flay is going to be okay.
I do, too.
I think he'll be okay as well.
Why can't someone go back to free TV?
What do you mean? Oh, like on broadcast network?
Yeah.
On your bunny ears?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who's willing to pay that much money.
You know what? Because, you know, I keep thinking, God, I miss the Chew at noon on ABC.
Oh, right.
Channel 5. I miss that show. You know, you guys are on the air, but it was a fun show with Carla and the gang about food. And
would you watch... would you be interested in a network daytime television show that was focused around food?
Yes.
So you're saying, Bobby Flay, get your buns
just
over to ABC.
Go back somewhere because all the other shows are running into this. They all do the same content hour after hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah. Nothing really new going
on. No, yeah.
Yeah. Well, right now it seems like daytime network TV is doing the panel show where they have a bunch of people and they're sitting around on the couch and they're giving their hot takes.
Give us something new. Give us some food back. People like to cook and hang out, and those personalities were fun.
Gosh, well, when was the last time that you watched Rachel Ray? Because she's still on the air.
Don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's room for somebody out there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you'll be able to cook on TV. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak have announced that their new collaborative album under the Silk Sonic banner, An Evening with Silk Sonic, is going to be available November 12th.
Okay, that's good news because this has been pushed back. They are magic together. They're magic.
Yeah, that'll be good.
And I thought our jukebox was going to be about Bruno Mars because it's his birthday today.
Yeah, well,
I was hoping, and then we get a thing about planets.
Space. Yeah.
I mean,
sound too disappointed, Julia.
I gave Rocco crap out in the hallway. I said, what was that? And he says, well, when I know Britney's on, I do a little different things younger or something. And I'm like, younger? That was
I'm so in love that Space Jam was even just in it. So don't burst my bubble because you didn't excel.
I know, we're stealing all of your thunder here. I'm sorry, Holly. Back to you.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm glad that Rocco's throwing a millennial bone in there.
Thank you.
Just, you know, one or two. Us millennials need a bone.
And there's a ton of you that listen to, so that's good, because they're all like, ugh, those old ladies.
No, shout out to all the age groups, even you Gen Z folk who are listening.
We had a 1950 song in there. Don't you guys act like you were the victim.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to go to support group. All right, back to you.
Okay, so Bruno Mars, so Silk Sonic, the two singles that they've released so far, if you're not familiar with their songs.
Take my clothes off. Leave the door open.
Leave the door open. Not take my clothes
I'm
off.
I'm sorry, that's what I thought.
I was just thinking about it.
That's what you want to have happen.
It might be. They haven't released the track list yet, Julia, so you never know.
Right?
But their other song is called Skate. We are playing that here at My Talk 107.1 right now. So
I don't think it's as good as the other one. Do you guys like Skate as much as Leave the Door Open?
No.
No, I don't. Leave the Door Open is just does it. And he's amazing.
You hear that, men? It does it, so.
No, I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
Bruno Mars. Yeah. All right.
All right. Mariah Carey was feeling emotional when her two kids got cell phones. She was mad because her ex-husband, Nick Cannon, bought cell phones for their twins, Moroccan and Monroe, earlier this year.
I would be mad, too.
How old?
10.
Oh.
Wait till 8th grade. I would be mad, too. I think that is a decision as a couple you would make. He just needed it because he can't keep track of his 27 children that he had in this past year. And he probably just phone number one for you, phone number two for you.
That's a good point. It's hard. It's hard. Divorce people know that it's nice to have a device the kids have to contact them without having to go through the... So there's 100%, something about it, but you're right. It should have been a joint decision.
It should be a joint decision. That's wrong.
A cell phone is the next level, man. It's
Like when he gives him a car.
Yeah.
That should be a joint decision.
Like when I had a pager growing up.
You had a pager?
Yeah.
I had a pager.
I did not. My family was not rich. I didn't get a cell phone until I was in college, later in life in college.
Oh.
So like people who had pagers I thought were amazing.
We had the post office and we'd mail things when we needed to find people.
And then you text your friends 8008.
Boob.
Five.
Boobs.
Yes. Oh, is that what it spells? Oh,
yes.
Gosh. And we would do 4377 hockey sticks.
Oh, yes.
That was hell. Woo!
Oh,
woo!
Naughty!
Girl going all out.
Clutch your pearls.
I know,
well,
right?
It was a little controversial over at the Mariah Carey house. So...
Rightly so.
Rightly so.
Rightly so.
That's the dirt.
Holly, have the best weekend ever.
Yes.
Thank you for the dirt.
Bye.
All right, when we come back, it's time for Weekend Picks after the traffic.
Yes, until we get to Weekend Picks, let's take a look at the traffic, you guys.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Time for Weekend Picks. Presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
No, it isn't. Turn your mic on first.
Okay, Grant, why don't you start us out with some fun things around the Twin Cities that you think people should be doing this weekend?
Sounds good. I've got a couple. Well, first of all, the Vikings are in town for the third week in a row. Hopefully we can get a win. We're playing the Detroit Lions on Sunday. I will be down there for that game, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Let's hope it's a good game.
Now, the Detroit Lions are 0-3, so it should be, but we're as Minnesota fans, we always get ahead of ourselves and we usually get disappointed, so it should be a good game.
Okay, good luck to that.
Yes. There is a nice reschedule of the Columbia Heights Pride Festival. It was originally supposed to go on in July.
I feel like you've mentioned this one.
No, this was the, that was down in Mankato or Rochester.
Awesome.
This one's in Columbia Heights. It was supposed to be July 18th, but now it's actually happening October 9th, so tomorrow from 11 to 5 p.m. You can hang out down there. There's going to be all kinds of food, performances,
fun.
Vendors, all kinds of great
Columbia
stuff.
Columbia Heights is like old school Polish Catholic area, kind of, I think. And it's kind of, there's some cool old places there.
Yeah, it's at the Sullivan Lake Park is where it's at. So if you want to check that out. And one last one, this is for Oktoberfest. There's Shell's Oktoberfest going on down in New Ulm this weekend. And it's tomorrow from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. $10 cost. They've got all kinds of their original brews, plus they've got their Oktoberfest Shell, you know.
I've done that before.
It's
fun. That's fun.
Me
That's
too.
Totally fun.
Yeah, good times. So those are my three.
All right, very good. Miss Brittany, what do you got?
Mine are really good.
We'll be the judge.
Yeah, let's see.
You're going to love them.
I don't think so.
Frozen at Orpheum Theater.
Actually,
People say it's so good.
Oh, no, I know. Preston, Ronan Preston from the Star Tribune is all over this. I think this would be so fun.
So fun. And you know they're going to go hard.
It's a local gal that's starring.
From my own words, if I was going to say anything, I would say this touring Broadway musical has some magical special effects. And what's truly special is the performance of homegirl Caroline Ingerbickler as Anna. So that's what I would say personally about it.
How many times have you seen the movie Frozen?
I can't even tell you. So many times, because I've watched so many kids that are around that age.
Right. I've never seen it.
Let it go.
I know the songs. Yep.
Storm never. Okay. Anyways, also, this is on here, but I'm pretty sure this happened on Sunday.
So you think it already happened? You're going to tell us about an event happened last week?
Yeah, but I mean, the Tony Bennett on 60 Minutes, they're on this. Was it teasing for this Sunday? Because they're just saying, do this this week. So, fine.
I felt like that might happen.
That was last week.
Thank you. Okay. That's what I thought.
Do you want to tell us about the 4th of July parade?
No, I want to tell you about one more.
We don't know. It might happen this weekend.
It might.
Wait a minute.
I got more.
It could have happened already, but I'm not sure.
Shout out to AARP. This one's for you. All SNL Saturday night. Kim Kardashian. Maybe you heard of her.
Twice.
And Halsey are on SNL. And so I'm sorry that was something that might have slipped between the old cracks in the schedule, but I know me personally, I'm going to sit down and watch Kim K on SNL.
I think she's going to be great.
I know.
I like her.
I like her too. And you know what? That show is 80% to 98% garbage anyways. Yeah. I don't know why we're acting like, oh, SNL, I can't believe she's on there. I've watched so much of random SNL and it's unwatchable. Like, there'll be random clips. There'll be random clips that come out. You go, that's hilarious. Like, that's hilarious. But for the most part, the whole hour is terrible.
You do the soft opening, some political thing. That's funny. The new Joe Biden guy is dead on. He's so good.
But it's
then you watch the opening with Kim Kardashian, and then you watch a skit or two. You watch Weekend Update. You watch Performance. You're done.
The only one I watched the whole one of was Jeffrey Bezos.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and because he was interesting enough to watch.
It wasn't Jeff Bezos. It was Elon Musk.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What? You know what I'm thinking in my head?
The only one I watched the whole way through was the one with Shirley MacLaine.
Jeffrey Bezos. You know what? It's always sick. There's a song about Jeffrey Bezos, and it gets stuck in my head.
Oh,
so
that song
bad.
Is on TikTok everywhere.
It's
you love
everywhere.
You TikTok people. I still don't even have
Elon
that app.
Musk, and I actually think he did well, and it was terrible writing. But I watched the whole thing because he was interesting enough. I'll watch Kim K. I don't care.
I think she's going to do great.
So those are my weekend picks. Jeffrey Bezos, SNL, watch it.
Okay, this is from Lori. Mm-hmm. When I wrote down Thursday night, Madonna's on Fallon, and then right after that, Kalia and Blackwater are at Schuller's in Golden Valley. And that they played at Lori's birthday party. Yeah. They hired this band. They can sing anything. She's got a banging voice. And that is such a fun cabin in the middle of Golden Valley.
I love that bar. Shooters.
I love that bar.
Oh, great
it's
little
so
spot.
Great.
Yep.
And they're good. So that's on Saturday night. Mick Sterling, who we love, 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 is at the Chan Essen Dinner Theater on Sunday. And he's with Katie Gary, Mary Jane Ohm, Kate Ferrero, and Max Kruth. They're probably doing some sort of a tribute, but they just bring it at the Chan Essen Dinner Theater when they do the music stuff.
Yeah.
It's so fun. The Old Dominion is at Mystic Lake Casino on Saturday night. I like them. That's country for those people. And then there's so many fun outdoor festivals. I think Saturday is going to be beautiful. It's going to be almost 80 degrees.
Wow.
So you have the Afton Apple Festival, the Seavers Fall Festival, the Twin Cities Harvest Festival, Maze, Dead End Highway.
Oh, so you want things that haven't happened yet. That's what we were going for.
You're so funny. Well, you could tell us what's happening. And then there's one other programming note, if you will.
Programming note.
We heard from our friend Chan Poling, who we love. And if you people don't know, Love is the Law, our theme song, is a suburb song. And Chan Poling was the lead singer in the Suburbs and a friend of the show. His wonderful band, The New Standards, their Christmas show, their holiday show is happening this year and tickets go on sale. It went on sale today on Ticketmaster. This sells out all the time. And it's for Friday, December 3rd, Saturday, the first weekend in December. They've got a 4 and 8 show. So 2 on Saturday, 1 on Friday. It's so much fun. And a Toast to Courage Gala, of course,
that's what I was going to say. There we go.
For Courage Kenny Center, or is it Kenny Courage?
Rehabilitation Institute, okay. A Toast to Courage Gala.
And that's tonight.
7 p.m.
Yeah, and if you just Google that, that is our charity for Project Down and Dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to think.
A Toast to Courage Gala. Google that.
Yep.
And it's tonight at 7.
They're trying to raise about $400,000 for this event here tonight. So it looks I think Leah McLean, who was on with us earlier, is going to be emceeing it. Yeah, it'd be nice.
Other things that are happening, people. There's a lot of art gallery things happening.
So many art gallery things that are happening.
Nice cover up there.
She's so bad. The High and Mighty are playing at Wilepski's, which used to be the Blues Saloon back in the day. Yep, that's all we got.
So those are your weekend picks. Yep. We picked them. Now you pick them more. Okay. You're welcome.
Oh, you are psycho-sick.
AARP, we are here for you.
Listen, go to AARP.com/MN.
I know.
If you want to, you know, because I think it's hard sometimes to find volunteer opportunities. Yeah. And that is a great place to go to find volunteering opportunities. If you don't want to commit to one place all the time. They have a lot of functions and events that they do.
Nice.
And I know a lot of people are trying to do that.
Yeah.
And also, I think a lot of people are going to go see the new James Bond movie in movie theaters.
Time to Die.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Who's got time for that?
Because I got no time to kill either. That already was a movie.
That was, yeah.
That was something. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm being attacked.
What's going on over
Happy
there?
Friday. She's mad at me. Okay. I don't like the same books she likes.
She's attacking me. She thinks I'm corny, which
she's
I am.
Attacking me. I'm a victim.
Okay, the funny, I watched a very funny segment last night. And, oh gosh, I'm asking, I just got the funniest text. So anyway, there was this, there's this correspondent on Seth Meyer last night. And
Jenny Hagel.
And so Seth Meyer, National Coming Out Day is October 11th, which is today is the 8th. So we're right around the corner. So she is a lesbian on the staff at Seth Meyer. And so he said, so we, according to Smithsonian, there are only 15 lesbian bars left in the United States. And they've been shrinking. And so Jenny Hagel, the lesbian on the staff, decided she was going to go out and do some discovery.
Hardcore, hands-on investigation.
Hilarious. It was hilarious. So she went to the oldest lesbian bar in New York City called Henrietta Hudson, and Lisa, the owner, sat down with her. And so she walks into the bar, and she's just going around, and she's doing the lesbian check. Yes, masculine lighting. Yes, you know, other things are happening. You know, just checking the infrastructure to make sure it has all the checks of what it would be in a lesbian bar.
Yeah.
And then he was talking about how, you know, why are lesbian bars disappearing? And the owner, Lisa, says, well, because in the 80s, the only way, and this is just so sad, in the 70s and 80s, the only way you could be intimate in public with your lesbian or gay or whatever it was at the time, partner, was if it was raining and you'd be under an umbrella walking in New York City, you could walk arm in arm. Because you had to share a space under, but it was so sad.
Yeah.
But so true. And she says, now the reason why the bars are disappearing is we can make out in Applebee's. You know, they kept bringing up Applebee's, and it was so funny. But she went on to say, you know, talking about Applebee's and just some, you know, some stereotypes about lesbian. And it was very funny. And so Lisa's pickup line, the bar owner of Henrietta Hudson's, she goes, hey, give me your best lesbian pickup line. And we always do Friday pickup lines.
Yeah.
And so here was Lisa's. Hey, can I have a kiss?
No.
I think that would work.
Oh, like there is that. That's it?
No, that was it. Don't you think if you went up to someone in a bar, hey, can I have a kiss? That was her pickup line, though. And I thought that was very funny because it's Friday and we always do pickup lines. And so then she shows Lisa, and this was so funny. And if anyone has Seth Meyer from last night or can Google it, you just YouTube it.
Yeah,
it is the funniest segment. And And I, you know, and so one of my friends who's a lesbian, I said, are you listening right now? And she goes, why do you need a lesbian to call in right now? And I said, might. But, you know, so she was showing her new names for bars. And she says, now, would any of these work? And one of them was queer goggles.
Oh, I love it.
Like, and they had it, you know, laid out on a board, you know, in front of like a tea, you know, a bar, an Irish pub or something. And the next one was LGBTQ Fridays.
With that
And then the next one, which Lisa, the bar owner, and Jenny really liked, was Flannelgans.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that funny?
Flannelgans.
And then they were just, and then another one was Lady Cheers, like Cheers the bar, you know, that was out of Boston. Lady Cheers. And then she says, well, and I've come up with what I think would be some good drink specials. A Cartini Martini. You'd serve it in a glass car shaped as a Subaru.
There you go.
And then the name of a drink on the list would be
Subarus.
It was so funny.
That is good.
And the next one was the first date bourbon Annalise, because the joke is always you meet someone, you move in the next day, and you sign a lease kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Tegan and the Star, but it was so clever and so funny and so fresh, and I just thought I'd share that. Yeah. I didn't offend anybody, but it made me laugh. And I just love where we are today, that you don't have to walk under an umbrella to be who you are and love who you love. And I think that was the bottom line, but just, it was so fun. That was just a fun segment.
If you want to find it, all you have to do is search Seth Meyers, Jenny Hagel, and Lesbian Bars, because she's doing the Why America's Lesbian Bars Are Vanishing.
Yeah, it was really.
It seems funny.
I laughed out loud. It was really clever. So
I want to give it a
good on
watch.
That. A couple things that are happening besides Kim Kardashian on Saturday Night Live is there's a new series that's premiering tonight that looked kind of funny on Apple Plus TV. It's called Acapulco. And it's a comedy with Ingenio Debes narrating the story of how he first got his start as a cabana boy in the hottest resort in Acapulco. And it looked really, really, really funny. And Acapulco, when I grew up, was the rage.
Really?
Okay, so Acapulco was the spot. And Grandma Lulu, my grandma, took my entire family of cousins and us to Acapulco when we were in, I think I was only in sixth grade. When I stole the clue, I thought it was eighth grade last week, but it was sixth grade, down to this. And it was where, and it would be in all the old movies, and it was where everyone would jump off the cliff. You know, the divers in the 50s and 60s movies would dive off the cliffs. And we stayed at this resort called Las Brisas. And it was all the Jeeps were pink and white striped. And the whole resort was pink and white stripes. And you had the villas and you had the littler rooms. And we had this huge villa, my grandma. And in the flower, you know, in the pool, there would be orchids floating. And it was just such a thing. But it's all been taken over by the drug cartel. You cannot go to Acapulco anymore. So this is going to look back at the loveliness of Acapulco.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I thought that'd be kind of a... I love it.
That's where they'll find us.
I mean, it is so not safe there anymore.
When I was growing up, the big place to go was Cancun.
Oh,
I mean, that was.
Okay,
yes. That was. And so it's weird to hear Acapulco. And then Puerto Vallarta, I think, was another big place.
PV is fantastic.
Yeah, my family goes there all the time.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. But Acapulco was like old school, older, you know, like I'm talking 50s, 60s, 70s. No, my grandma just blew her wad, you know, took us all on this great trip, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was super funny. So that might be a really good show.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering what else to do this weekend, on Sunday night, you know, Donny Osmond holds a special spot in our hearts. On ABC, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune is happening with Donny Osmond.
Oh, don't forget, we're singing in a little
Garland
bit.
Garland and Amber Riley. Oh, it's time to sing. Let's
sing. It's about that time.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, no more singing.
Have a great weekend. Thanks, Brittany. Thanks, Grant. Great show. Start tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Everybody have a great weekend.
Bye. Job done. Off you go.